Sybil, N6IVI, Golda.
Diane, KE6JRP, Golda.
Okay, and we will move on to our Secretary Treasurer's report.
All right.
With our high-tech.
Yes, I printed it off before the power failed this morning. So, our meeting on May the 21st was called to order by Dave, KB7GFL, our president, at 8:45. There were 10 folks in attendance. The treasurer's report reported $952.25 in the bank account with $38 in petty cash. The repeater status and net report, 70 centimeters was operable with good to poor reception. 2 meter link was off. APRS reports of hearing but cannot connect. 6 meters continued intermittent at 1930 hours every Tuesday status by Sybil. N6IBI was averaging 6 check-ins per week. Under old business, the NVIS test with Dave, KB7GFL, and John and Bruce. Dave set up his antennas on Stevens Pass Summit with Bruce and John trying to make contact with Dave. 40 meters was tried first, and Bruce could hear Dave, but Dave was way down in the QRN and not readable. The conclusion was that Dave needed to try using wire on ground to make good ground reflector tests. Coming up using ground wire. Stay tuned, I guess. Oh, I guess a new test is coming up using a ground wire. So that's what they're going to do next. Cascadia Rising. The EOC at the hospital in Monroe and the EOC at Monroe City Hall at the hospital every Tuesday morning in the Goddard Room, the frequency of 145.190 is used. So you can listen in if you want to. Anyone can visit on those Tuesdays to see the emergency op in progress. Okay, new business. Field day, Dave, KB7GFL, presented pictures of the large pavilion at Lake Tai, where W7SKY will be operating as 2A class. A discussion of bonus points proceeded from our field day talk so that maximum points can be accumulated. This field day will be daylight only and the site will be dismantled towards the evening. VE testing was brought up by Dave and was asked about, because he was asked by Damien, WA7DLG, a member, about needing some VE testers. Tom, K8TOM, won the raffle and took home $8.
Yay!
My first winnings, I think, in 2-3 years, whatever we've been doing. You think out of a small circle that I would have. Well, we adjourned at 9:30, and good of the order was that Dave, KB7GFL, showed a film on the Cascadia subduction zone. That was an excellent film, by the way, and that's the end of the minutes. My comment is that the film, the YouTube film from Oregon, was really excellent, and I sent that on to several people to look it over because I just think it's easily accessible and understandable by people.
Yeah.
The narrator, did a great job, and the graphics are good. And
it's almost like he teaches the stuff.
It is. Yeah, it is good. So.
Yeah, I agree with that. Okay, moving on, we got a net report. How are we doing, Sybil?
So far, it's about 6 1/4 check-in per week. You wanted to do an exact
6 1/4.
You wanted to do an exact average.
Yeah.
It's going to be 6 1/4, and it seemed to be reception seemed to be pretty good. Tom, are you coming in on the 2 meter link?
Yes, I am.
Because you come in really solid.
Oh. Okay.
You outperformed the locals.
Yeah, I'm using 2 meter, and I was telling John earlier before you got in that I'm thinking about trying the 440 just for fun, because just to see, you know, how I do on that band, because 2 meter seems to be really solid now.
Now I added to the script there to bring up the 2 meter link. If I forget, then you disappear.
Yeah, yeah.
Then my average goes down to like 5 5 3/4.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the problem is I keep trying on 2 meters and can't figure out why nobody can hear me. Okay, good enough.
Okay, good. Has anybody tried the 6 meter repeater?
I haven't lately, nonetheless.
Yeah, I don't even think about it anymore.
I'll try to remember to try that today.
Okay. Now, moving on, let's see. Really, our only business that we have is Field Day coming up next weekend, where we will be at Lake Tye Park. Due to lack of extra facilities, lack of bus and that, we were just planning to do it on Saturday, just a day only. And I had a map, and then Fred's whirlwind vortex got a hold of it and deleted my map. He had a problem a couple of weeks ago. He was working on a paper at night and fell asleep and somehow deleted the file in his sleep.
Had to restart the entire paper.
Yeah, that was due that day.
I'm sorry.
That's okay, I got a 3.6 in my class.
Oh, okay.
Well, he did all right anyway.
Yeah.
So,
I guess that's a high-tech version of dog ate my homework.
Yes,
isn't it?
It
okay.
Is.
Yeah.
Very,
okay.
Very high-tech
yeah.
version of dog eating homework.
Yeah.
So we'll be at the large pavilion, Lake Tye Park. We'll put my beam up on the west side, and then probably set up David's NBIS set just to the north. We can't go to the south because that path is right there. We don't want to be, strangling children.
Yeah.
That would be a bad idea. So we'll probably just string it up to the north of the pavilion there. I don't think we need to go anything east unless somebody decides they really want to put up an 80 meter.
Yeah.
Which we can. I've got that trap that I can put up too.
Okay.
One I usually put up.
Yeah, we'll we're planning to run 2 alpha and just for Saturday during the daylight. So I don't want to be taking a beam down and knocking in when it's dark.
Right.
and we just won't have a place to store anything.
Right.
So that's our plan for that.
So the NBIS will be between the lake and the pavilion, right?
Yeah, between the lake. But yeah, we'll just run it to the north. And that's actually where our ground is. If you remember, they put a ground rod in there next to the... It's a barbecue pit.
Yeah.
It's 1 foot just due east off the south corner. I know right where it is. But yeah,
one year we couldn't find it, then the next year I think we found it again.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
So we've got that one ground that we'll be able to tie into. We'll roll the generator over, and Bruce is bringing the generator up, and we'll plug in that way. So we'll have our power, we'll have our ground, and then we'll probably send somebody out. Fred's going to be safety officer, so somebody else is going to have to go get a sandwich. We get points for safety officer. Fred's going to be running around with a clipboard in his hand and the caution tape.
In case stop doing it that way.
Yeah. You're not supposed to fall like that.
You're supposed to fall with a graceful clip.
Yes.
So, not on your head. In our Twitter feed, so we can get that points on.
Oh yeah, we get the points off the Twitter feed, and I really will actually get into the Facebook page, but I'm probably going to have to send back to Kathy to get the password again. I seem to have lost her mail, but at least if we have off the Twitter feed, we'll get that. Did we do any? Did we get a report sent off to the Monroe Monitor or something?
I don't know if Bruce did that or not. I haven't done
that. I'll check with Bruce. He said he was going to, and I can't remember if he did or not.
I think Brad, I don't know if Brad was going to have a proclamation. Did he do that?
I don't know if he was going to do the proclamation, but he said he was going to drag some elected official along.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure which one it's going to be.
Okay.
But it's going to be one of the council members.
Okay.
I think it's the same guy that came last year.
Okay.
I forget his name, too.
One question. Does the SWAT team count as officials?
Yeah, they do. They do. So.
They're not elected.
But the commissioner is.
That's what I mean. You can put in a 911 call.
Yes. Yeah. Well, we get the police commissioner down.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, the safety officer can call 911.
There you go. Yes. Right. Okay.
There are guys with radios out there. I don't know.
Suspicious activity.
Yeah.
You got to find some way to spin it. Somebody hasn't done it.
Otherwise they'll say, oh, you're on your own.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if he's wearing a sweatband or a turban.
Okay, so that is our field day activities for what we are doing. And I think that's about it. Did we have any other business?
I have one other question about field day. What time do you want folks to show up?
Well, probably start about 10.
10, okay.
Between 9 and 10.
Okay, so show up around 9 for setup then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Because it officially starts 11.
Right.
Our time. So we'd like to be set up by then.
Sure.
And it takes about an hour and a half for me to get the beam set up.
Okay. I'll work with Kathy on condiments and getting sandwiches or whatever we want to do.
It should just be something lightweight.
Yeah.
We're not going to be much. There's not going to be a whole lot of us there.
Right, right. We can run and get sub sandwiches at the point in time people get hungry. Yeah. Okay, that's cool.
But like I said, Fred's going to be busy, so I won't be able to send him out much.
Ideas as to where, while we have everybody here, sub sandwiches, where we will want to get them?
Ooh,
rough
Jersey
idea.
Mike's now.
You got Jersey Mike's now.
Jersey Mike's is in town.
Subway's just right there, too.
Okay.
There's all kinds of free Subway's in town.
Okay.
Okay, so
Subway.
That will work.
Yeah, it's just
okay. That's right. Lake. Yeah, it's at the other end of the lake. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Like I said, any other business? I don't think we had any other business. Okay, looks like we're done.
I did have one other item, and Mike can comment on that. We had Cascadia Rising exercise here a couple of weeks ago.
Last week.
Had time flies. Last week.
I was listening in.
Yes, and Mike is here today in part because he and I have been together at Evergreen Health EOC a couple of times for the exercises, so I want you guys to welcome him and make him feel like we're...
I work in the radio room on Tuesday mornings. Not by myself.
But
I have been by myself.
Yeah.
I do that every Tuesday.
Yeah, he seems to be a real steady fellow, and we really appreciate him and Jim kind of carrying the ball on... activating and keeping going the Evergreen Health EOC. I know they've done a lot of, been very faithful in that. And David was there, KB7GFL, David was there, I believe, for part of the time. I was there for, I guess an hour and a half, hour and 15 minutes, not very much time, but the exercise was quite interesting. From the point of view of the radio operation, we did do some traffic and did actually do some role playing. From the point of view of the Evergreen Health personnel, it turned out that they had about, I don't know, my guess would be maybe 30, 35 people in that conference room.
That's
quite
packed,
a few people,
yeah.
Really packed in the Goddard room there. And they kind of did a training exercise in terms of training. Not to role-playing, but just talking about what to do and who calls the shots and what you do in what order. It was more a sit-down training lecture type of thing for them, which we were a little surprised with. We thought that they were actually going to be there staffing an EOC, running scenarios and things like that. So that was a little bit of a surprise for us, but still good. And I don't know if Mike has other comments or not, but my impression was it was a good thing. I hope that we will do some sort of a repeat of this, maybe, before too long. I think we could go further. we could do more. You have any comments?
The hospital has a couple of employees who are amateur radio operators, too, so we're hoping to get them down to the radio room and get them trained in case we can't show up for whatever reason. The other person, Jim Tweet, lives in Bothell. Might be hard for him to get over on an actual kind of emergency, but I live about a 10-minute walk from here, so it's not too bad.
Yeah, we need people that, like Mike and maybe myself, that can get to the EOC, physically get there if something happens. Jim in Bothell has to come over bridges that may not be there, like over the river. and stuff like that. So we appreciate Jim being willing to, you know, go to the extent that he does to keep things going. But we need to make sure that we as a group can do what we can to staff our local EOCs and get trained.
So. And that includes the Monroe EOC over by the
Justice
Department. Yeah. Maybe someday all the way up to Salton and get them going too.
Yeah.
And that's one problem that I would have getting in is that those bridges are probably going to be
Yeah. Yeah.
Or packed.
Yeah.
One of the two.
People trying to get out of town.
Yeah.
We have Brad over at the, I believe Brad Fielberg was over at the Monroe EOC with Dwayne Overholzer. So we do have representation from the club here, but it's I think it's good to the extent anybody can make themselves available from time to time, maybe once a quarter or whatever, just to get in and observe the operation, see where it is.
Yeah.
Just sit in. You don't have to do anything. Just come and see what happens.
And we have fifth Saturday exercises, too,
yeah.
So if you can't come in during the week, that fifth Saturday is a good day to come in.
That is. That's a great – that was my first introduction to it, and that was really fun. That's really good. Yeah. You get to do real traffic and reports and stuff like that.
It would be good to actually have something activated in the Sultan area as well.
Yeah.
Especially for people like me that I can get to Sultan, but I'm not going to get through it.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
Because of the bridge there.
Yeah, that'd be excellent.
it would be a good idea to have, have that activated.
Is there an EOC in? There is one in Sultan, isn't there?
I'm not aware of one.
Okay.
There was at fire department.
Okay.
But I don't know, since they set up that secondary fire department, which would actually probably be a better place for it.
Okay.
Since it's up on the high ground.
Okay.
Up there where they have the training center and that.
Maybe I'll try to remember to ask Scott about that,
yeah.
7SS, whether or not there's any plans that he knows of for Sultan being activated in one way or another. Because
it seems to me that there's some place in there because of the Sultan startup Gold Bar stretch there, because of the way that the bridges are, having something, somebody talking and working from there would be
there's, like you say, there's several bridges and we need something up that way to assist the people that are going to, things are going to happen up there. So
when something happens, it's going to happen everywhere.
That's right. Okay, very good.
Okay, well, good. And at that, do we have a good of the order? Okay, we're adjourned. Thank you all for showing up. And I hope to see you next weekend.
Yes. Yes, hopefully everybody can make it out at 10 o'clock or so and come down to Lake Tai. And
just come down for a few hours.
Yeah, come down for an hour, whatever you've got available.
There, watch and learn.
Yeah, to watch.
I've never attended field day, so
yeah.
I'm kind of curious to see what they
do. It's kind of low-key, but I have a portable tower.
It's portable as long as you got a truck.
Yeah. It's an old military tower and a beam that I bring out. And we'll have probably a couple dipoles put up. We'll only be running a couple of stations, probably packet and voice or PSK and voice.
David likes to do PSK 31, and so we'll have a digital station if we usually do. And John will, I know, are you going to do PSK or are you going to do voice or both?
I'll have my headset. I'll probably try and do voice most of the time, but it's going to be the two bands, so
right.
We'll probably get on 20 and 40 or depending on what we've got for another we'll see what we can run.
Yeah.
20 works really well. 15 was dead last year.
Yeah. 10. Yeah, I was going to say, hopefully our prop conditions will be better this year.
That would be very nice.
It wasn't good last year.
Terrible last year.
Yeah, yeah. Pretty bad. Okay, great.
Keep an eye on the propagation and Tad Cook's emails.
Yep, at K7RA. Yep.
Yeah.
Good enough.
Okay. No.
Okay, we'll see you Saturday night.
Hey, if we get four transmitters, we'll run four. Who knows? It's not like people are going to be monitoring and checking.